Saturday will start the weekend partly sunny, high 87.
It's time for the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health, a radio show where all viewpoints are respected. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Hear thee. So the Brandon Groover.
That was a little operator error there.
Yeah, I was talking, but nobody could hear me.
You were talking, but you were still in audition.
They hear me knocking, but I can't get in.
All right. Well, I'm glad you made it.
Right. Right.
Welcome aboard.
Yes. I thought Facebook had canceled me.
Again.
Right.
Wait a minute. That wasn't Facebook, was it?
Right. So what's up, AJ?
Hey, I'm glad to be here, and glad we're here. Unfortunately, this time of year, and the 20th anniversary of 9/11 is being broadcast on a lot of facilities today. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But, of course, the 20-year anniversary is tomorrow. And if you were around then, you probably remember where you were when you heard that.
10th grade.
Mm-hmm. 10th grade.
10th grade.
Probably heard. Wow. Did they announce it in class?
Well, it was on the TV. We were watching
because
TV.
That's right. You had TVs back when I was in school.
Yeah, we didn't have.
We had a telegram.
Yeah.
Pony Express.
Yeah, that's what we had.
But I knew then. I said, now this is one of those Pearl Harbor incidents that, you know, I just knew that that wasn't going to fly.
Right.
No, yeah. I saw when I came in, I had taken my son to college, and he was in community college at that point. And then I got home and I turned on the Today Show and I saw a picture of one of the towers burning at the World Trade Center. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was maybe some kind of promotional thing for a disaster movie.
Right.
At first, and then it says live. And then a few minutes after that, the other plane came in on the North Tower, I guess it was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make a difference, but it was the other one.
Right.
And unfortunately, then, you know, it was pretty apparent when there was another one. That wasn't an accident.
Nope,
the first one, you know, people were probably saying, well, what was it? A lot of people thought it was just a small aircraft that hit the
building. That's what I thought.
And the crazy part about it, too, they told the people in tower, whatever the other tower was, to go back to work. So the people came down to see what was going on. Nothing to see, folk, go back. And then, that's a hot mess all the way.
Unfortunately, most people above the plane crashes didn't make it because of all the fuel in the planes.
Yep.
And, you know, the buildings actually withstood the impact of the planes. It was just the flames and the building itself couldn't stand the immense heat. And so it pancaked on itself, as they found out later, because you would have thought a 110-story building was, you know, and it did cause peripheral damage around the building. And there was some hotel down there, I think, that got destroyed. And, you know, it was just a terrible situation. And America got into a different state of mind.
We've been at war since I was, Biden cut and ran last week. But prior to that, you know, we had been at war since I was 14 years old. All I've known is war.
Right. Wow. For 20 years. I mean, we were in World War II, less than three or four years?
Something like that.
We had a Cold War. We had a Cold War with Russia.
But nobody swung.
Yeah.
No, it is passing
until the licks. Until Reagan got in there, and then
tear down this wall.
And they actually did.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. This 20 years of war, and then the way it came to a conclusion, not good.
Yep. So anybody who's listening, if you lost anybody in the World Trade, Pentagon, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, you have our condolences. Matter of fact, we all should take a moment and reflect on that. You know, I watch the footage every year. You know, they do it live when the planes first hit. I watch it every year. I make it my business to watch it. I'm not one of my happy days, I tell you. But we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. Okay. My bad. Doug, how are you?
I am doing terrific. I am excited about life.
Yep.
And I am recalling a lot of the September 11th, 2001, and just traveling along on University Boulevard, going on my way to see a client, and all of a sudden I'm hearing on the radio that a plane flew into the World Trade Center, and that was strange. But then when I was at...
I'm getting chills now thinking about it.
Then when I was with the client, and we were the lawyer, and we were going over just regular how to do marketing and things like that, and all of a sudden, the barista at the Starbucks says, hey, another plane just flew into the other tower.
And I said, not a drill.
Whoa, this is different. And so we immediately went into crisis mode and decided, okay, here's how she's going to handle it back at the office. So she called her office and she said, John, I want you to watch the TV. Everybody else has to get back to work because we need to support ourselves going through this.
Right.
This is not going to be easy.
Right.
And so everything changed at that moment.
Right.
It sure did. And it was kind of surreal. Within a few hours, all the planes in the sky were grounded, obviously, because
whole country,
you know, and they didn't get back in the air for what 3-4 days?
Yep,
something like
that. It was weird because Jacksonville's in a place where you see a lot of the planes going through because of the South Florida and Orlando and Tampa and whatever else, and so we have a lot of flights go over us on certain days, and some days you can see the contrails, some days you can't, but there was nothing. That was
clear skies.
That was imagine that.
Yeah, and I remember starting to find some bottles that we could bottle some water just in case, because we didn't know if things were going to continue.
Right.
And any building, even in Jacksonville, Florida, was a hit zone. So we had to be careful.
Yep. Yeah, with the military presence here.
Sure.
Jacksonville, I think, is what the second or third largest military presence because of the Navy installation.
And you got nukes in Kingston, so you're packing here, I tell you.
That's true.
Yep.
My son called from Boston on September 11th to my wife, Dot, and said, oh, by the way, we're okay. And she says, huh? Why are you okay? What do you mean? And he says, you haven't seen the television yet? And so she turned it on and said, oh, my God. The planes took off from Boston.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. But that sucked. But we shall overcome. Okay, on today's show, we're going to have a frank discussion on look, we were in a crisis 20 years ago. We're in a crisis today. We're going to have a frank discussion on America's response to this pandemic. And we will also discuss, if we have time, if the calls permit, we will also discuss the violent weekend we had in Jacksonville and what policymakers need to do to address it. The brazen shooting at the Hyatt Hotel, right across the street from JSO's headquarters. Houston, we have a problem. We're going to talk about this. We're going to have a frank conversation. If we have money, this is me, we can spend $120 million to build a practice field for the Jaguars. And I believe we can put some money to work to address this culture of violence that is just paralyzing this city. That is bad for business. I mean, it's bad to happen anyway, but you had tourists in the building. You don't want that reputation as being a violent place.
Right.
You know, you're competing with Tampa, Miami, Orlando. That's not the press we want. So on the other side of the commercial break, because Pepsi wants to be recognized, and they paid to, so we're gonna be right. And then we're gonna talk about these things. But President Biden's decree about that vaccine, that's not constitutional. I said it. That is unconstitutional. But we're gonna talk about it. But we warned on this show that if we did not get the vaccine, the nanny state was gonna come in. Now they're here. It's here. And that's kind of weird to me that the government is telling you what you have to put in your body. I don't care. I know this is bad, but thou must inject this in your body. I don't want the government telling me that. My company, yes. My wife, yes. Joe Biden, no. That is only Congress can make law. But we'll talk about that on the other side of commercial break.
I'm going to have a Pepsi here and check my constitution.
Ninja, spike mine, please. Thank you.
You better get your Frito-Lay product.
Right.
That's right. Plus, it's owned by PepsiCo.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
And they're part owner of the show.
Right, right, right.
At this particular point.
That's right. Pepsi calls the shots.
Yeah. All right. And Elite Home.
Yeah. Elite Home help you do a little something.
Yeah. Big part of that.
Yep.
If you want to be a part of the program, now, Marty is already on the phone, so he's standing by. But If you'd like to get in the conversation as it evolves, give us a call here on the Brandon Groover News Hour. Our number, 904-831-0600. Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back to the Brandon Groover Truth Hour. Okay, as we were saying before we went on break, we're going to have a frank discussion about this pandemic. President Biden signed an executive order on yesterday ordering any company with over 100 employees that they had to vaccinate their employees. Now, I have a healthcare company. We take Medicare. So the president is our regulator. So if you take Medicare dollars, you know, I can't complain about him. For matter of fact, my people were vaccinated anyway because we made the decision to vaccinate our people at the top of the year. We said, hey, your nurses, you're going into people's homes. You need to get the shot, and we had 100% compliance. We didn't need the nanny state to tell us what to do. Same thing with these mask mandates in the schools. We have 125,000 kids in this school district, and only 206 of them chose to opt out of wearing masks. So that tells me that people know what to do. You don't have to force people to do what they do. They know what, especially when it comes to their children. You may neglect yourself, but you're not going to neglect your kids. So like I said, I can hear people saying, oh, we have a pandemic. Listen, we have a country, we have a constitution. The president is not a king. If he can make you get a vaccine for your own good, what else can they make you do for your own good? So, and one thing I do know, when government gets power, they never give it back. And we know, some of us who read certain books, we know how this is going to end in the long run. And you don't want government having that kind of power over you. So, anyways, another thing I want to talk about too, you know, you hear a lot of folks saying, I got the shot and I got sick anyway. This is something that we don't practice in Western medicine. Over in China, you know, they check for COVID via in the rectum. They don't do it through the nose because COVID can survive in your GI system for 45 days. So this is why you have folks say, you know, I got tested and I was negative, and then they end up dying. So it's not that the vaccine is killing you. It's not that the vaccine is making you sick. The virus is in the gut. So when people go back to work and they think they're clear, you're spreading COVID in the bathroom, in the restroom.
Mm. Well, I'm no medical person, but from what I heard now, you can write me on this, Brandon, but if you've gotten the vaccine, my understanding is, now there's some people that have use different reasons why they didn't want it.
Right.
But if you get the vaccine, isn't it supposed to be a pretty proven fact through the experience they've had so far and the testing that if you have the vaccine, you're less likely to be seriously ill.
Right, right. And that was the whole thing, because the this is the thing. If you have COVID in your nose, right, the vaccine is not a shield. If you go out and snort coke, snort COVID, I'm sorry. If you go out.
Okay, well, that might do it right there.
If you go out and snort COVID, you're going to have COVID in your nose.
Sure.
So if I swab your nose, oh, I got the shot. How is the COVID in my, you breathed it.
Yeah, sure.
But when it gets into your body, the vaccine is supposed to stop it from just going crazy, hijacking your RNA and producing a little COVID all over your body and your lungs.
That's right. So it's got to get it,
right.
The COVID actually has to get into your lungs right. for the vaccine to even right. work.
Exactly. Exactly. So because you're swabbing people, and let's just be honest, this is America, and we, you know, we're going to upcharge when we can. These doctors, no offense, if these folks go to the hospital and you may have congestive heart failure, but you got COVID in your nose, mm-hmm. that's $50,000. So what's your primary diagnosis? You got COVID. And the doctor got a Bentley. So what I'm saying, so it's the truth hour.
Hey, some of my best friends are doctors.
You should have spiked my drink. but seriously, so a lot of this stuff, you know, about, you know, I got the vaccine mm-hmm. and I still got COVID. No, COVID just, it's in your nose.
Yeah.
But if a lot of people, Jesse Jackson, for instance, he had COVID in his nose. His wife had full COVID. She went into ICU and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So of 170 million shots administered, I think we had, 4,000 confirmed deaths. So 4,000, not even that many, like 400 deaths, I believe. So you have 11 times more, you're 11 times more likely to die of COVID if you don't get the vaccine.
That's a lot.
Right.
Yep.
So, okay. So, too much truth syrup. That's your fault. Marty, what's up?
Well, again, by the way, I met Michael. Thank you very much.
How you doing, my man?
Okay. Are you there? Sir?
Yep, I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jump in.
I wanted to mention something, then I'm going to throw out today's big word, which is exponential. Mm-hmm. And the reason why this is frightening, and I'm going to give the president a play for a while,
mm-hmm.
and I ask everybody to do it too, because, all right, you remember in the 80s when AIDS was rampant?
Mm-hmm.
When I was working as a cop and I worked in the ghetto, AIDS was all over the place. You can only get AIDS from having sex, stuck with a needle, or somebody biting you, or basically sneezing. But we weren't that much afraid, because unless you were doing something that you shouldn't be with somebody who had AIDS, you were relatively safe. And we look at Magic Johnson. He has AIDS, and now they got medicines to control it, and he's living a full life. But with this thing here, it's spread exponentially, which means if I come to your studio, if I have the pleasure of coming to your studio as I once did, mm-hmm. and doing a program,
mm-hmm.
and let's say I have the virus and I cough on you,
mm-hmm.
or something like you, it can even be spread by talking.
Right.
So now let's say I pass the germ on to you.
Mm-hmm.
You go home, you pass it on to your family, you pass it on to your customers.
Mm-hmm.
Exponentially means that it's going to increase. It's unbelievable the mm-hmm. way it's going to increase.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that since this is a disgusting disease, even though they say that the variant isn't as fatal, I think we have to use draconian measures. And I would have thought last year, everybody was pitching in, and right now this would be a thing of the past. But it seems as though this COVID thing is lingering. It's going to be here next year, and I'm tired of hearing about it. So I got my shot. I'm going to get the booster. I have my proof of shots. And as far as wearing a mask is not going to kill you. I have sinus problem, and it's a pain, but I think this is all part of pitching in so we can get rid of this thing so one day we don't have to hear about it. And I think we should all cooperate and do the right thing, and then when it's all over, we can all celebrate. And maybe if you want, remember the girls used to burn their bras when they were into women's work? We'll all get together. We'll take a hint from them, and we'll all get together and burn our masks when we don't need them anymore. How's that sound?
I hope we can all see the day. Yes. let's burn our masks when we put the virus behind.
Thanks a lot for being there. It justifies me having a radio in my car.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you, my man.
Thank you.
Thank you. And so on this, you remember we had that segment, and I got a lot of the calls, you know, because I was saying I was promoting the vaccine. I'm still promoting the vaccine. I'm promoting mm-hmm. people taking care of themselves. I just don't like the nanny state telling me what to do. I don't like the government. You know, it just doesn't feel American to me.
So Marty was talking about that draconian measures.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would you feel okay with these measures?
I'm king for a day?
Yeah, king for the day.
This is what I would have done. Mm-hmm. President Biden, take notes. I can learn something today. What the president should have done, since you're giving away money like it's cheap government cheese anyway,
mm-hmm.
you know, $1,200 a pop, I would have put some conditions on that money. So if you want to, if you want a $1,200 stimulus check, if you want this child credit you're getting, you, it's going to be an exchange. You get this government money and you get this shot. And I bet you would have had a lot of compliance. But my thing is this: I don't like the I don't like the coercion of it. You right. know, forcing people to do sure. something. You're going to lose your job if you. You know what I'm saying? I don't like if the private companies would have done it, because I did it. I told all of my nurses and all of my staff, if you work for Elite Home Health, you need to get the vaccine unless you're pregnant or have some kind of, unless you're immunocompromised. I'm not in the business of killing my workers. Mm-hmm. But I told them, so I had one person to say, well, you can't, I don't think it's right that you can make me get the shot. I said, you're right, but you can't make me keep you on payroll. This is America. Free, mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. It works both ways.
That's right.
See, I can't make you get the shot, but you can't force me to keep you employed. And during a pandemic, the numbers are on my side as far as work.
And she got her.
She got the shot.
Yeah.
And guess what happened? You know what? I'm gonna leave it at that because she may be listening. But the thing is, it would have been better if the companies would have done it themselves. Right. You know, you had Baptist, sure. you had Mayo. We were on a roll here. Mm-hmm. I started the trend. Mm-hmm. I was the first company to say, "Hey, mandatory," blah 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 blah, and we did it. But you don't want the government of the United States telling you what you have to put in your body. It sounds kind of revelation to me, and I don't like it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have called. Tim, what's up, Tim? Who we had first? Teddy. Okay, Teddy. Jump in, Teddy.
How you doing, sir?
What's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm going to add a talking point real quick. I'm going to jump on the COVID real quick.
Okay.
If, according to Israel, mm-hmm. and they're the most vaccinated country in the world, mm-hmm. and they also have the most data in the world,
mm-hmm.
and I've had the vaccine myself because
mm-hmm.
I've never had COVID. But if you've had COVID, you're 27 times more safe on antibodies than you are with the vaccination.
Mm.
That's according to Israel. Matter of fact, they just did their whole everybody that got the Delta variant in Israel, 60% had not been vaccinated or had not had COVID. 39% had been vaccinated.
Can you, can you email me that?
1%, uh-huh. 1% had COVID and recovered. Mm. So 39% had the vaccination and got it. Mm-hmm. 1% had COVID and recovered. Mm-hmm. They said you're 27 times more likely to be safer with natural immunity than you are with a vaccination.
Okay, well, do me a favor. Email me that, if you could, at grooverjac@gmail.com. grooverjac@gmail.com. I take a look at it, and if it's, you know, I'll use it on the next segment. Thank you, Ted.
I just had a friend, her brother was 46 years old. He got the shot. He was forced to get it by his employer, and he died.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have any underlying conditions.
He died from the shot?
He died from the shot.
You know something? That's the thing. That's the thing,
Ted. 13,000 people so far that's died from the shot.
And see, that's the thing. We're testing the people through the nasal. If they did it, like they did it in China, and they checked the other way, you can see if the virus is in their gut, because the virus stays in your GI for 45 days.
I never heard that. That's really interesting.
Yep.
Because I had never heard that.
Yep.
But one more thing, real quick on the crime deal. Mm-hmm. I'm from South Georgia. I'm calling mm-hmm. South Georgia, and I go down there a little bit in Jacksonville, mm-hmm. and I'm always worried when I go in Jacksonville because of the crime,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so I don't understand what you got a Republican mayor down there.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing? I mean, you don't call in, and I'd call in National Guard.
You know something?
I'd have National Guard posted in every one of the areas that were the problem areas.
You know what it is? I think the part of the problem is the city is so spread out, and I think we're underserved as far as police officers, in my opinion, because I think we have 2,000 cops, but you have a city that's 800 square miles. So I think we need to upfund the police and get more police in the areas, and also we need to do
more cameras.
Yeah, and more cameras and more economic development on the north side, and that will deal with this. But thank you, Teddy.
Now listen,
mm-hmm.
and one more thing. That it's not just police, even though that's a great thing. I said, add National Guard areas. It's not just police. It's adding apprenticeships, getting
absolutely.
Out here.
Yep.
Getting these companies to hire people that aren't trained and train
yep.
them.
Yep, I agree, Teddy. Well, thank you. We got to hit a pause. Pepsi's calling for a shout-out. But thank you, Teddy. Good point. Thank you. Okay, AJ, take us away.
All right, you're listening to the Brandon Groover News Hour right here on Talk Radio WBOB. And if you want to be a part of the conversation today, I think we've kind of hit a hot topic. We'll take your calls as soon as we get you through here at 904-831-0600. That's the call-in number. It's 904-831-0600. Talk radio, WBOB.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM. The conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters. Republicans are blasting President Joe Biden, threatening lawsuits, and going so far as to call for civil disobedience and even his impeachment. It's all in response to his sweeping new federal vaccine mandate that would force as many as 100 million Americans to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or risk losing their jobs. Biden's move marks a dramatic escalation in the federal government's campaign against the virus as the highly contagious Delta variant continues to spread. It also sets the stage for a new, more caustic chapter in the COVID culture wars, which have thus far focused mainly on masking mandates. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 271 points, the NASDAQ dropped 132, the S&P declined 34, oil up $1.58 to $69.72 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. A woman charged with felony battery on a law enforcement officer in an incident that resulted in her front teeth being broken has now been found not guilty of that charge. However, a jury did find that 31-year-old Brittany Williams was guilty of misdemeanor resisting an officer without violence. The arrest, which was recorded on police body-worn camera, went viral last year after Williams released it online in a heavily redacted form. Her version painted a picture of excessive force by police, but did not capture a 911 call in which she threatened to pull her gun on officers. A new program will help cover down payment costs plus closing costs of homes in a historic East Side neighborhood. Project Boots will provide 5 local residents with assistance building new homes on vacant lots. Jaguars are opening on the road against the Texans. The Saints, though, ready to march into Jacksonville to take on the Packers Sunday. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Now, watch out. There is a couple of accidents here this afternoon developed later, and we'll get to them here. There's a crash on I-95 northbound before I-10 on the west side. Also, there's an accident in Clay County to watch out for. Blanding Boulevard northbound at Parkwood Drive. That's blocking two right lanes. That's in Clay County. So be careful as you head into the weekend. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 70. Saturday, partly sunny to start the weekend. High 87.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back. We're not going to get to that Jacksonville violent crime clip, so I'm going to just opine on it for a second. Like we said a minute ago, the city is too big, spread out. I think we have less police officers than Indianapolis. We have a larger population than them and more area. And I know from personal experience when I've had to call JSO, it takes some a good while to get to you because they're so overworked and under manned. And I think too, if the police officers have more support, you will have less blow ups. So they are human beings. So, you know, people have breaking points. So I think they need some more help. So I'm talking about upfunding the police. Some folks want to defund.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, though. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense because Jacksonville is now the 12th largest city.
Yep.
Actual city because of our large city limits because Jacksonville actually is the largest city in land area in the lower 48. There's a couple of places in Alaska that have some
and they
exaggerated limits.
Yep. Right.
And they have a lot of moose there.
Right, right. They don't count. Yeah.
And they are not usually violent and less provoked.
Right, right, right. A lot of Eskimos.
That's right. Eskimos. Don't do a selfie with them.
But violence is not a funny thing.
Right, right.
No
so,
doubt about that.
Yeah, so, I think, and we have Willie. I get to Willie after I get to Tim, but Willie has a great program that we participate with. We, at the end of the day, a lot of the issues that we have in this city, I grew up on the east side of Jacksonville, and Mayor Curry has done a lot as far as, you know, trying to bring the infrastructure into those areas because if you look at Northwest Jacksonville, they didn't even have connections to, like, city, sewer, and water, and power. So guess what? You can't bring jobs to places that don't have infrastructure. So the city has done a lot in the past couple of years to try to bring this stuff forward, but we have to do more. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, if we can find the money to do a Lot J, what's that hotel they're trying to put downtown? Four Seasons and all this hot stuff. I think we need to empower people like Willie and, myself and folks who, and you too, Doug, folks who try to go out and mentor people because at the end of the day, we know what it takes to build communities that work. You know, I have kids. Mm-hmm. You have kids. AJ, you have a son. Happy birthday to your son, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's now the big 4-0.
Welcome to the.
And he has his own offspring.
That's what I'm saying. So we know. We talked about marriage with Dr. Drew on the other week. Mm-hmm. So we know that fathers are very important. So, but you have some kids who aren't fortunate to have fathers. So we need to address that absentee father piece. That I think that's the main problem because these kids don't have structure.
Yeah, and going even deeper, it's the building the self-esteem
of
those people who don't have fathers.
Right, absolutely. Because like I said, if I don't love myself, I won't love you.
That's right.
You know? So we love everybody. Okay, so Tim, jump in.
Yeah, I just want to say that like you, I'm not anti-vax.
Mm-hmm.
But I am definitely against mandates by the government to force a drug in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's body is different. Everybody reacts differently.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tim, could you please turn down your radio? Could you please turn down your radio, Tim?
It is. I'm on a Bluetooth.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's causing some kind of reverberation.
How's
there.
That?
Okay. All right. There we go.
Anyway, I'm against the government ruling anything against
the
American people for forcing drugs in their body that reacts totally differently.
Yep, I agree.
Nobody's body is the same.
Yep. Yep, I agree. Thank you. I agree. Thank you, Tim. I agree. Like I said, I've been promoting vaccines. I've had tomatoes thrown at me for saying this stuff. I've had letters thrown at me, and I still come out here week after week. I always say that real men who don't have preconditions, who don't have certain conditions, real men get vaccines. That's just my slogan. But for the folks who can't because of that have certain issues, I understand. But like I said, we're not the crowd that's saying no vaccines. We're just saying Joe can't tell us what you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're saying no to Joe, not no to vaccines.
Yeah. I liked what Tim said they're not anti-vax, just anti-mandate.
Right. Say no to Joe.
No to Joe.
Yep, and you patent that. Okay, so thank you, Tim. But seriously, though, like I said, people, it's not a good. We are a democracy for a reason. We have a constitution, and the president does not have the right. Now, if Congress did it, that's between them and the Supreme Court. But the president. No, one man does not have that power and should not have that power. Mm-hmm. The president is not a king. If you want a king, go to England. Go and Meghan Markle said it wasn't all that. But anyway, I'm joking. But I'm just saying, but seriously, you know, Seriously, this is, we're free people. We have one king, which is God. We don't allow men to. I'm not with that. I'm not with that right now. So, mm-hmm. So Willie, jump on in, Willie.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yep. What's up, my man?
Hey, how's it going?
Everything's going good.
Everything's great. I appreciate, the show. I started listening weeks ago and just enjoy it. As always, I turn it on during my ride home on Friday evening.
Thank you, bro.
Evening.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to jump in about, last week there was some conversation about the mask mandates in the schools and mm-hmm. some of the schools closing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of the CDC and the precautions that they're taking mm-hmm. is the reason why they're closing. People have said, well, there's only 35 or 40 people that have tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
But when they go back and do the contract tracing, and, mm-hmm. The contract tracing says if you're within 6 feet of someone for 20 minutes without a mask, you should be quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think about those students, that most students, if they're in secondary schools, they have 7 or 8 classes. They're on block schedules, so they don't go to every class every day.
Mm-hmm.
But they have 8 classes. So you've been in 8 different classes mm-hmm. around about 25 or 30 students.
Mm-hmm.
And up until Tuesday, there was no mask mandate. So everyone in that class has been within 6 feet of this person that's tested positive without a mask on. And I think that's why you saw the schools and the campuses being closed out of those precautions. Maybe with the new mask mandate, that those things won't happen as much now. Maybe that'll help that. But I just wanted to add that in there. It wasn't just because of the positive rate is when you're doing the contract tracing.
Hey, Willie, they just killed the mandate, the mask mandate, the appeal court.
Yeah.
So they can't enforce. That's just something that just came across the desk while you were talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so even when you're going into, I forgot my next point.
My bad,
but,
bro. We're getting old with it. We're getting old together.
I know. But even when you're going, with that, those campuses closing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to get into the infrastructure, which with the sales tax that they were trying to do with the schools, mm-hmm. with our schools being so outdated.
Mm-hmm.
The high school I attended, there are not even windows in classrooms in that high school.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about those mitigating factors. You're sitting in a room
mm-hmm.
with no windows mm-hmm. for, an hour and a half
mm-hmm.
with someone without a mask, and they test positive. So I think that's why those campuses were closing. And a lot of those campuses, they're not 2,000, 2,500. Most of them are under 2,000 students now, except for exceptions like your large schools like Fletcher or your Baldwin.
Right.
So I just want to add that in there about why, it's only 35 or 40 kids tested positive,
mm-hmm.
but they've been in a room without a mask with 30 kids in
right.
8 different classrooms.
Right, right. Well, thank you. Thank you, my brother. And I want you to come back in the future and talk about the 5,000. So, because that,
yes,
I think,
sir. Yes,
I think
sir.
People like you and what you're doing, you should be getting more funding from the city, because you're actually adopting these kids, taking them under your wings. We work together on them. We provide scholarships.
Yes,
so,
yes.
And a lot of what you do don't get seen by the people of the city. And we're going to give you a platform on the show to kind of help you, get some awareness so that, because a lot of folks say, where are these people who are actually doing the work? Well, Will is doing the work. So we're going to bring you on the show whenever you have time. And thank you for listening, my brother.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all perspectives. I don't always agree, but like you said, I love to listen to y'all because it helps me think about things that I didn't even think about.
Right, right.
So appreciate
y'all. Right, right. Thank you. And Doug and I fight all the time.
Yeah.
Doug, get your hand on my neck. I can't breathe. But out. Okay, well, but thank you, Willie. Okay, who was it Lisa?
I'll be right there. Hang on.
So, Lisa next? AJ?
Hey there.
Hey, Lisa, we have a brief commercial. So just hang for like 1 minute, okay? We'll bring you on.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you now.
All right, we got more coming up here with the Brandon Groover News Hour, and we have one open line. We have some hot lines today, hot subject, and Brandon Groover will be happy to speak to you about it. And so will Doug Wilder. All right, 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. Give us a call. It's the Brandon Groover News Hour on Talk Radio WBOB. Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at Frito-LayEmployment.com. That's Frito-LayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, we're back. And as we were saying a minute ago, the appeal court sided with Governor DeSantis. Those school mask mandates have been stricken down. Okay, Lisa, jump on in. Sorry for the wait.
Well, that's some news.
Yep. How you doing?
Well, it's going great. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too. What's on your mind?
Well, I had two things in particular on my mind. One was, you know, I don't hear a lot of people talking about how the antibodies can be better than the COVID shot itself.
Mm-hmm.
For example, what I mean by that is, they give all these mandates and everything, but mm-hmm. nobody's talking about that particular person
right.
that may be protected against some future COVID.
Right. I agree. Mm-hmm. And also on the flip side, like we were saying, you know, you have people that this is my opinion. You know, you have these folks who are getting sick after they get the vaccine. I think these are people who came into contact with somebody and flew to the doctor to get the shot. Versus going to, you know, get tested. So,
right.
and also we should flip it. If you have people who, if there is an acceptable level of antibodies that makes you more immune, I think we should go where the science is. So I think this is something that President Biden, if you're listening, you know, Fauci, I know that's a curse word in some circles, but, you know, if the science shows that that folks who have the antibodies, I think public policy should reflect that. We should do common sense stuff. So, Lisa, I agree with you on that. What's your second one?
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. The science is the only thing that really counts when you're talking about diseases and controlling diseases and keeping people safe in regard.
That's right. You got anything else?
Yes, sir. The mm-hmm. only other thing I wanted to mention was, you know, it's amazing. It's been like a year and a half or so since all this came down. Mm-hmm. And for a year and a half, every place I've gone, you know, every group of people I've been associated with, mm-hmm. it's like all they're talking about is COVID.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm very sad about all the people who've been lost
mm-hmm.
and who are hurting and suffering today.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also sad about how much human energy has been just poured into this you know, vacuum of a crisis, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable that so much creativity and ingenuity has probably gone to the wayside while people are spending all their time focused on this problem.
Yeah, I agree with you. I saw the National Institute of Health did a study that showed that cures for like HIV, different cures have been put to the back burner because all the focus is on, you know, the COVID. So I agree. We have to be able to walk and chew gum, America. And the thing, too, with all these schools being shut down, we have to remember, Communist China, where the virus originated, they're back on their feet, and they're educating, educating, educating. If they out-educate you, they're going to out-compete you. So we need to focus on getting this country back on our feet, get these kids, you know, back in these classrooms, because at the end of the day, we got to – COVID's not going to be here forever. We don't want to wake up and the Chinese economy is twice the size of the American economy. That won't be good. But anything else, Lisa?
I agree with everything that you said, and I would add to that that what I'm specifically talking about is the amazing chaos that has been unleashed.
Oh, fear. Yeah, fear. Yep.
And it's just preoccupying everyone's mental energies.
Yep.
And, you know, we need to be focused on something else. Yes, we need to be doing the right things and get vaccinated and get flu shots and all that stuff.
Yep.
But we also need to take care of what's important today.
That's right. We got a country to build and maintain. So I agree. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. Thank you. Good points. And that's true. We have to walk and chew gum. You know, I have to worry about COVID. My wife wants that, you know, I have to go to work. I can't just sit and look at the TV and look at COVID. I got to bring home money.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get impeached.
Yeah. When you think about some of the businesses that have died, I mean, it's terrible that we had human loss.
Oh, yeah.
But also the businesses.
Man,
I mean, you take a Jacksonville company like Steinmark.
Neiman Marcus.
Yes. And the hundreds of employees.
Yeah.
Thousands of employees
yep.
that have been put out.
Yep.
And how did, in you know, I just feel for them.
Yep, and nobody has a solution for that. You know, we're just getting, you know, and another thing, too, and I'm going to say this, I got you, Darren. You know, it's amazing to me, and this is not me being political, this is me being me. Okay, so we had an election. The Democrats are in power. And just look at the score. They're talking about a Green New Deal, you know, human infrastructure. What about the millions of people who can't pay their mortgages?
Mm-hmm.
What about the people, you know, the unemployment benefits? And I know some people feel they should go away to make folk have an incentive to work. But at the same time, the people didn't vote for Joe Biden thinking those things were going to go away. So it's just ironic that, you know, it's just crazy how the world works. You thought you were getting one thing and you got something different. Because when Trump was in the chair, everybody kept their home. That's just my opinion. Okay, Darren, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, with regards to all this, there has to be some understanding that there is a group of people that they hold this vaccine responsible for President Trump losing the election.
Darren, you're telling the truth. I agree.
Because the timing of the release of the vaccine was right after the last election, and so there's a group of people that said, oh, they rigged it. You know, they waited until they intentionally did that. So there is a group of people that hold this vaccine responsible for that. And so instead of fighting about masks and vaccines, we need to come up with some common sense solutions. Okay. Like, for example, I like what Rick Perry was saying the other day, invest in solutions instead of chaos, because for one, we have examples of like the UVC lights. We should have been using some of the money that the government's been sending our way, the federal government's been sending out, to put UVC lights in some of the schools. That's been known to kill the virus
right
within 30 seconds.
Right.
You know, if we don't want to do that, then, okay, where's the safest place for our students to congregate?
Outside. Yep.
So maybe we need to move some. We live in Florida.
Yep.
And it's fixing to get to a place where it's not bad to be outside
during
the day. Maybe we need to start setting up some outdoor classrooms.
Yep.
Outdoor classroom spaces to allow the students to learn.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with them being outside. They would rather, in many cases, they would rather be outside.
Yep, I agree.
And teach them that we can overcome this if we just stop trying to detach or attack each other. Instead, find the solutions to improve the situation.
Yep, Darren, now, you're right, and it all starts at the top, because I've said on many, many times that, first of all, Trump was out of office. The Congress should not have used that, because everything we heard, the crisis, the pandemic, the first thing they did, they went right to impeachment hearings. And I don't think an impeachment is what the doctor ordered to bring people together. So it started at the top.
January 6th had more to do with people against Pelosi than support of Trump.
Right. Well, yeah, and also, you know, like I said on the show, you know what? If they go back and listen to Trump's words, he said we're going to march peacefully and patriotically. But also, they need to take into consideration that the police were totally unprepared. The FBI reached out. You know, it was a whole bunch of. So they're going to, if they want to hold hearings. But it's going to be eggs on everybody's face because the fact that the police department said that they couldn't get to the body armor because it was locked on the bus. I don't believe that. I've seen police kick down doors for late child support checks. So that's just another thing.
And the other part is we have to deal with misinformation.
Yep.
You know, even Fauci is responsible for misinformation. And he has yet to correct any of the misinformation that he's espouted. He's been caught in lies.
Well, Darren,
and he needs to be held
Darren, and Darren, and also in the and folks, a lot of people. Some folks are reluctant to get the vaccine because if you read like unbiased news reports, there is something to the story that the U.S. government sent money to China to the Wuhan lab that produced the virus. So that's why you have that pushback. That's you have some people who I'm just putting it out there for people who don't understand the anti-vax folks. It's kind of both sides of the table. Mm-hmm.
And it's the irony of anti-vaxxers is. Before this pandemic, there were more anti-vaxxers on the liberal side than on the conservative side.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it because there were a lot of people very liberal, and they were against the measles vaccines and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they had a big measles outbreak up in Oregon.
Right.
There's not too many conservatives that live in Oregon.
Right,
And so it goes to show that it goes both ways.
People don't have principles too. I noticed that too. Yeah. It's what's
now,
convenient.
With regards to your other topic that we didn't get a chance to get to,
mm-hmm.
one of the element of crime that we don't pay attention to is we're getting a lot of new transplants into the Jacksonville area,
mm-hmm.
and some of those transplants bring with them a lifestyle that is filled with violence, and they're staking out their territory.
Yep, that's true. That's true, and. Peter Zion has a book, and we'll hit it one day whenever we can get past COVID.
Jacksonville hasn't had a strong gang problem, like say like the Chicago, L.A. You know the Crips and the Bloods.
Mm-hmm.
You know we haven't had those type of situations in Jacksonville, but they're coming this way because of our openness, because of our opportunity, prosperity brings forth a plague of tyranny, too.
Yep, yep.
Well, you know,
but Dan, we're about to have to wrap it up. But thank you, my man. Next week we're gonna talk about the crime issue in Jacksonville because it needs to be like I said, we need to address it, and we're gonna keep addressing it until
pandemic,
the city moves.
We need to, instead of arguing over the mask and the vaccine, find solutions that we can all come together on.
Absolutely. And thank you, Darren. You're right. And that's why we do the Brandon Groover News Hour, because we allow people to come together and hear different perspectives. Like Willie said, you don't have to agree with everything I say, but I bet you leave agreeing with at least 70% of what you hear. So we're going to come back next week. We're going to talk about this violent crime stuff because it needs to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Kerr, if you're listening, you know, we need to put resources in the hands of people who are trying to solve the problem on the ground. All right. That's it for the week.
All right.
I'm
well,
out of breath.
You know, it's going to be a kind of a dramatic weekend. I know we're going to relive in a lot of cases, and some younger people may not know the total extent of 9/11, but
God
it has affected us. And as you've said, most of this new millennium, we've been in a war.
Been fighting since
2001, when we went to Afghanistan, and we really actually went in and took out Taliban. And we could have left after a couple of years, but it didn't happen that way.
Yep, yep. Mm. Stay tuned, folks. It's getting interesting.